on Classic Hits 4CA. It's time to take a look at the key issues that really matter here in the Far North. Welcome to this week's edition of The King Review with Gavin King.
Yes, thanks so much for being with me. Very, very excited about today's show. Some fantastic topics and guests to get through over the next hour. But first, let's talk about coronavirus. My goodness, 20 months in. It's been 20 months since the first case of COVID was detected in Australia, and yet 20 months on, things seem to go from bad to worse. Where is the light at the end of the tunnel? I thought we had a way out of it. I thought we had something to look forward to. I thought we had that light at the end of the tunnel with this national plan, with this Doherty Institute research, and yet no. 5 minutes ago, it was on. There was a national plan. The state premiers and the Prime Minister were on the same page. And yet that's been blown to absolute smithereens by the Queensland Premier, by the WA Premier. They've just gone into complete lockdown mode. Queensland now, absolutely bizarre situation, where the border isn't just closed to tourists or visitors. It's now all of a sudden closed to absolutely everyone. Absolutely everyone, because our hotel quarantine system is full. Good luck to you if you had a job to move to in this state next week. Sorry, you have to reapply for your entry pass. I mean, an entry pass to get into a state in this country. Absolutely mind-blowing. Absolutely insane. To have a look at that topic from a different perspective, I chat to an RMIT professor on today's show about a unique trial happening in South Australia. It's all about using technology for home quarantine, and yet we have a chat about, has the technology gone too far? Is it headed down a path that we never thought would happen in Australia in terms of that electronic monitoring and privacy, all of that kind of stuff? Really interesting chat, important chat to have. I also catch up with Aussie music legend Tim Friedman, a frontman from the Whitlams, about his new music and a potential visit to the Far North in coming months. That's something to look forward to at least. A big show. Let's get on with it.